We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The holidays are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious King Crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. So, what I wanted to do was to jump into what you've put together, which is this great list of the algo changes over the year for our year-end wrap-up. And, so August, the same month, the authorship was removed completely. Now, this was, hissy fit galore here. I couldn't believe my eyes. It's still kind of, there's still ramifications of it. I'm dealing constantly with sites that have authorship built in, and that's not a big deal. They don't say remove it. It's not hurting you.
And I wouldn't remove it.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
It's never going to hurt you. I can't see any way it could. And at this point, we just really were all shocked because authorship seemed like such a brilliant way of going. Now, one thing we should be clear about, this does not mean that author rank was removed. And this is something that is we all see as being in the future of their algorithm, at least more and more so as the years go on. And that's about, what do you write? Are you writing quality content? Is there a certain quality or score they can apply to you as a writer, as you as an identity online or your business? There's a lot of merit to doing that, especially with the social media signals they can obtain through all the different places you're active on. Mix that with what you're writing, the amount of commentary you have on your content, the response. There's just so much to it that they can value.
Well, and let's not forget that in the middle of December, Bing announced some things they were doing as far as scoring content, and that's exactly one of the things that they are using. They're looking at signals about the author of the content to determine whether the content is quality content or not on that topic. So it's not just Google doing this. It's Bing as well, and I wouldn't be surprised if it expanded beyond at some point. So. Mm-hmm. So the other thing that this authorship removal did was kind of started the conversation about is Google Plus dead, right? because it was specifically tied to Google Plus. No, in my opinion, Google Plus is not dead. Our community is a great example of why it's not. The fact that local search is tied directly into Google Plus with Google Plus Local, and that's where the business pages show up now. So Google Plus is far from dead. This is just if you think about the authorship, the only thing they really did with authorship is remove it from the search results, because all it was some information that they added into the search results to show you who was the author of that piece of content and maybe a little bit more information about that person. That was removed. The data behind all that, like Ross said, tied to author rank, is still fully in play, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think John Mueller, when he first put it out there, said that, you know, we are not using this content anymore, this data. But how much, because I think really what it came down to is they realized too that not everyone is going to apply this author code to their site. So,
but think about that. He said, we are not using this anymore. No, they're not. They're not using the picture. They're not using the links. Doesn't mean the data in the back end is not being utilized.
Oh, yeah. They're not throwing it out the window. I'm just saying that the data is not probably being accrued the same way anymore. I would think that, you know, because
let's get him on the show and ask him.
Well, we are. We are, in fact. John has said that I can get back to him. We were going to schedule it now, but I'm going to do it in the new year. We're going to connect in a couple of weeks and set up a time. So it's going to be great. We're going to get John Mueller on the show, and we're going to ask everyone to start putting out some questions they'd like to ask him, and we'll make it a heck of a great show. It's going to be awesome.
It's your first 2015 tease.
Yes. Yes. Might be a little early, but let's take a quick break, because when we come back, we've got a lot to cover here. We're going to jump into some Panda updates.
September.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at mock speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
All-Inclusive Marketing is the luxurious five-star resort of digital marketing.
Welcome to All-Inclusive Marketing.
Engage with All-Inclusive Marketing's award-winning strategists to ramp up your online profitability and brand exposure, driving new customer acquisitions, increased sales, and stronger buyer retention.
Another mojito, please?
All-Inclusive Marketing's full-service digital and performance marketing accommodates every brand, specializing in retail, travel, and software as a service.
What a great room.
The A in All-Inclusive Marketing means award-winning leadership, excellence in results, as well as an A rating by the Better Business Bureau. For reach, engagement, and conversion, it's All-Inclusive Marketing. Reserve a free consultation today at allinclusivemarketing.com/radio.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
ShipStation helps online retailers ship orders faster. It's so easy to set up and use. ShipStation gives you tools to automatically import, manage, and ship your orders in the most cost-efficient way. Save money with the best USPS rates possible, as well as a free USPS account. ShipStation integrates with all the most popular e-commerce platforms and shipping carriers. Get shipping done no matter where you sell or how you ship. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Take it away, Johnny.
Are you going to give me September so I can talk about Panda 4.1 hit in September? That's pretty much all I have to say. It was another update of Panda, impacted about 3 to 5% of search queries, English language. Just goes to show that this Panda thing is not going away. I think we'll be seeing more Panda updates in the future. I do kind of believe, like we talked about earlier, that it's more of a rolling update. I'm not sure why we get these 4.1s, what made that significant enough to get its own number. But it's going to be with us for a long time, so be aware.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you might as well take on the next one too, then.
Yeah, then October. So October, there's a couple things happened, but the big one to me was Google announced that the news box in Google search results was going to be changing to in the news. And it might not sound too significant to you guys, but what it did was that switch from news to in the news means that it used to be nothing but news publishers, newspapers, TV, people that actually produced news showed up in that news box. In the news changed it to anybody talking about a news event. So if you were talking about it on Twitter or Facebook or any other site, you could have the potential to now show up in the news box, even though you're not a news organization. So this was a pretty big thing to me. Just from the standpoint of, does that make that news box less valuable since now it's opened up to non-news organizations getting content in there? So how Google's going to have to find a way to qualify that content, but still, it's not a news organization. How well is it vetted? We're not sure anymore. But on the other side of that coin is, now, if you do have a really popular site that's in an industry where there's a breaking news story and you write something about it, you have a chance to show up and get some benefit from that because it's your industry and you have an opinion or you have some information. So it's a two-sided coin that's still, in my opinion, playing out to see how well it's going to work.
Well, it's interesting. I wanted to check to see if it was in Canada yet, and it is. With the time when it first launched, of course, it was mostly in the U.S. where this launched. Anyways, it is showing up in the news. However, when I look at the relative sources being used, I don't know if any of these would have been considered non-news at the time. I mean, Huffington Post not as a main news, but it is in there now. So I don't know whether it was there before.
Huffington Post was in there before. They actually have a division. They have a news division that does nothing but try to create original news content. So they do have that, though most of their site is not that.
Well, and the other one was Alberta Oil Magazine. I guess that's also technically a real news magazine. So from what I can see here, nothing is non. You know, they're all actual news sources.
And what I have seen when it shows up is if there's, let's say there's a breaking news story about Exxon Oil or something like that, you will see the Exxon site show up in the news. So the brands seem to have a play in that. Individual people seem to have a play in that. So if you have a story about an individual person, say, Carlos Santana wins an Oscar, which would be amazing, actually. It might show his site in there or his Twitter feed or his Facebook feed specific to that personality that the news is about. So I've seen it happen that way. Either brands or personalities, their specific page is showing up in the news next to the news stories about them.
Here we go. I see one finally. I actually typed in breaking news. And I see at the very bottom of one page says rabble.ca and then it's got brackets blog.
See, there you go.
Yeah, that's it though. But it's good to see that they're finally doing this. Now I wonder what this means though. I never actually looked into it, whether or not this means that these blogs now need to have any kind of special news feed that's only like they do for news magazines or news sites. Or are they just going to use the RSS?
I don't think they're going to even look at it that way. They're going to pull it in algorithmically, just like they would have before.
Yeah. Is there any benefit then, I wonder, to having a proper news sitemap and such?
I can tell you, we looked very closely at how this impacted our traffic and our exposure, and we actually saw an increase after this for our news sites. So, and I'm still not sure why.
I'm about to say, what does that say about your news sites?
I know. That were good local, and I think it ties specifically to the fact that our news sites are very localized. I mean, we're not national news. We're not, you know, USA Today. We are Cleveland.com and NOLA.com around very specific cities and locations. So I think this impacted us positively because of our very specific local focus.
Well, the next part of the updates was also in October, a busy month. We still got another one after this.
This was a big one too. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was huge. So for a year, it actually had, I think it hadn't quite reached a year yet. I think it was 11 months and 20 days or something crazy like that. But yeah. The Penguin 3 updated finally. So Penguin 2, or was it 2.5, or I don't know, whatever, was almost a year before that. And
it was 2.0.
Thank you. Okay. Was huge for businesses. It hurt a lot of companies that had perhaps crossed the threshold of okay with Google in terms of their techniques, and they had to clean up their links. Well, a lot of them dutifully did it. Sometimes, I would imagine, within weeks or days even, they worked so hard on it. And then they had to wait a full year for Google to make the change and actually give them the benefit of that work. Devastating, and this was a long-awaited update that I think a lot of people were very happy to see.
Yeah, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier about the difference between a rolling update and a update that happens on a specific time frame. This mm-hmm. one was definitely one at the time where you didn't get any of the benefit of the work you did to clean up your issues until it updated again. Unlike mm-hmm. a rolling update, which would happen as you make fixes, you would get benefit along the way.
Mm-hmm. And now it is finally a rolling update, they say, anyway. Well, let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, so they did update Penguin to a rolling update, and yes, please, please let it stay that way.
And why don't you tackle the last one?
And the last one, again, this was one of those updates that it took them 2 years to update. So there was, I don't know if you guys remember, back in 2012, they did the pirate update. And if you had a site about pirates, you got hit. No. This was this was basically targeted towards sites that did software and digital media piracy. If you had a site that was enabling people to download, zip files of movies or music, or what are those sharing sites called, Ross? I never used them, so I don't remember.
What do you mean?
Where you log into the site and everybody shares
torrent
files.
Sites?
Torrent sites, that's right. If you had a torrent site, you probably got hit by the pirate update. Well, after 2 years, in October of last year, they updated, or this year, is still this year for another day or so, they updated Pirate 2.0. So really, again, this was targeting very specific sites that were catering to...
booty.
Yeah.
Darby booty on them.
Zero party. Piracy sites. So a small group of sites were hit, but at least they're staying true to their original intent of making sure that they help clean this up.
Yeah. So things have technically gotten better. I know that I've been reading about it. It's very interesting to see a lot of these sites that were shut down, and some of them were actually physically shut down. They were full-on police cruisers the whole bit. Went in and took out these places, and
well, see,
but they're just being recopied to other sites and launched again.
And it's interesting because I don't use them myself, but I know people that are interested in media. The only way they can get the media is through those torrent sites because they're not available where they're at. I have family members living in Alaska who love Game of Thrones, and there is nobody up there where they can get Game of Thrones. So they could pay, $1 million a month for HBO, but it's, for some reason, apparently it's more expensive in Alaska. Or they're just not willing to pay it. Either way, that's
probably really $18 to $22.
Probably. Could be. Boo. That was a bad one. But okay. But that's the only way they get to it. And they've said very specifically, if I was allowed to buy this show on its own, I wouldn't pirate it. So it's the, and I think this is coming, and I know this is totally off topic from algorithm updates, but I know that I think HBO said in 2015 they're going to start selling their service separate from the cable company. So you can subscribe to HBO without having to subscribe to a cable company, which would be awesome for people. You know,
it's no brainer. I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's obviously their licensing that they can't just do this now, but
I know.
Yeah, but it's stupid.
I think a move like that will do much, much more to reduce piracy than, you know, the pirate update. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the other thing, too, is a lot of well, let's put it this way. Information that's less censored is also available there for better or for worse. You know, through torrent sites, through a lot of these major communities, there's raw news footage that YouTube wouldn't post or one of these other places that would post that can bring some serious attention to some scary things that are going on in this world.
How long is it going to be before the movie The Interview is going to be on torrent sites?
Oh, geez. I'm surprised it's not there now. And that's, well, they said they
canceled it completely. They're not even going to release it now. So they spent all this time and money. They're not going to release it at all. But you know it's going to leak and end up on torrent sites. It's going to be the only place people are going to be able to see it.
Are you sure they actually said they're not at all?
Yeah, they've said that it's not. They're not going to release it. It started with they're just not going to do the theatrical premieres, the big theatrical premieres, and then the news came out that the quote was 9/11 style attacks on theaters showing the movie, so they pulled it completely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly the most. A lot of reviewers have seen it and said it was just horrific, but it doesn't matter. Now it's a thing to see. You know, it doesn't matter. I'm surprised they're canceling it. Honestly,
it's going to be a cult classic. It'll come out eventually. I guarantee it'll make its way out.
You know, if I were Sony, I'd just let it out free.
Yeah,
or put it out there and
put it out on a digital download for $5 or $10. People would buy the crap out of it.
Yeah, just exactly. To see
it. Yeah.
What are they going to do? Take out every house?
Exactly.
If there's even a real threat behind it, because frankly, hackers aren't exactly mass murderers.
Yeah, and this is North Korea, who also have claimed that they were going to possibly. There's much, much more than an 18% to 20% chance that it's in North Korea. But these are the same folks that said they were going to turn Washington D.C. into a river of fire. So they're all about. Empty threats, and they always have been.
That's true. Well, let's we got only a few more minutes left, so let's tie this up. So one of the main questions: will Matt Cutts come back? Will he be our main dude again at Google?
Are we supposed to predict this?
I don't know. It's one of your questions, and it's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know either. If I had to predict, I would say not in 2015. If he does come back, it'll be later than that.
Yeah, Brasco says no. I don't know. He's got a sweet gig. It's 50-50 to me. I wish I could give a better answer than that, but he looks like he's got a pretty comfortable gig there. If I were him, I wouldn't go back. Like I think I've said before, I would be taking what money I have and all those brains Matt's obviously got, and I would start something. I'd have fun and do something really interesting. Start an incubator, do whatever.
Yeah, it just depends on what makes him happy.
If
working at Google makes him happier than not working at Google, then he'll be back.
Well, and now that he's seen what it's like not working and working his butt off like that all the time, he might decide that he doesn't want to and wants to start something new, although he'll work hard then, but it'll be a little more pleasurable, I think. So think about it, the more I do lean towards no, but yeah. I guess we'll see.
I say best of luck to him no matter what he does. He's been absolutely a big influence on this industry and this community for years and years, and he deserves a break.
You know, if anything, I hope he doesn't, so that he's perhaps a little more accessible, because I think he'd just be a great guy to know. And you can't really go and just have a fun chat with him because he's so busy.
That's true.
I just think he's a cool guy. But let's take a quick break, because when we come back, let's get into some stats.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, panda and penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me.
InternetMarketingINC.com is one of the fastest-growing, full-service digital marketing agencies in the country, specializing in providing results-driven online marketing solutions. Internet Marketing Inc.'s passionate team prides themselves on staying ahead of marketing trends to create and implement campaigns that get more traffic to your website, gain positive brand awareness, and drive conversions. If you are looking for a data-driven approach to online marketing and advertising, call Internet Marketing Inc. today at 866-563-0620 or visit InternetMarketingINC.com.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, let's get into, first, some stats. We're really proud of you. First of all, like we said earlier, we've gone over a 200th show barrier. Also, and we're talking to Brasco about this, this is pretty cool. Over 2014, SEO 101 occupies the top 10 most downloaded episodes on the entire Webmaster Radio network.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yes, thank you, everyone. And our most downloaded show had 9,000 downloads. Pretty cool. I believe we ended up deciding it was the one that was the ID where I recapped my presentation from the Vegas show I went to, it's part of the interior design community. In any case, that, and we got into a lot of algorithmic detail, and yeah, it was a very interesting episode. Who knows? I think it might even get more downloads now.
Nice. Now, what we didn't put on that list is we got put on iHeartRadio last year.
That's true.
2015. We got so we expanded our audience that way, which was really exciting for us.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have changed downloads, but it's a name, right?
Yeah, and if you search for SEO and iHeartRadio, we're the number one result there.
Hey. Darn tootin'. Okay. Now, predictions. Let's wrap this up with a couple predictions. So you go first.
We always have to do predictions because that's what everybody expects. And Ross and I agree we're each going to do one prediction. And my prediction is going to be around rankings, right? So I predict that Ohio State's going to rank number one in the preseason college football rankings. It's for 2015. That's my prediction.
There you go. And I always have a hell of a time with this because, I don't know, every prediction that comes out there, I look at it, I just go, duh. I bet. Anyway, this isn't too far off, duh. But the fact is I'm seeing more and more the use of the word authority building, authority building, authority building, authority building. And I believe that that's going to be taking more of a front row seat in this next set of algorithm updates over the next year. It's certainly something that I've steered all my clients towards, and we're pretty excited about it because it really focuses on what you really do need to do. Build the authority, and you're doing it right, so it lasts over the long term. So sort of a serious bend, that's what we've been doing. And I also predict that John's going to get some like a stalker or some SEO 101 groupies. Stalk him at shows.
That reminds me, you tell Scott to stay away from me. He's been. And I do want to thank Scott particularly for standing in quite a few times over last year. He did a great job when, for one reason or another, I couldn't make it on the show, especially when I was sick at the beginning of the year. So thanks for your help, Scott. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good to have him on. He's always great to just stand in the last minute. Hopefully the downloads weren't too bad. Well, with that said, Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you have a fantastic New Year's Eve. And it's going to be 2015. I actually almost wrote it the other day, so I guess I'm pretty close to being ready for it.
Nice. I don't know how, but I predict 2015 will be a great year for everybody. So.
Excellent. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, you know where to find us, the Google Plus community page at Google Plus, just search SEO 101. And before I lose my voice here, have a great week, great end of your year, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday, on webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy New Year.
Radio and Podcast Network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
If you've got a passion for pumpkin, you've got to get to Dunkin' and pick these up. Our new pumpkin cream cold brew. Smooth, bold cold brew topped with velvety pumpkin cream cold foam. And our delicious pumpkin spice signature latte. Rich espresso topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And our perfectly pumpkin donuts, munchkins treats, pumpkin muffins, and more. That's how we pumpkin at Dunkin'. Pick your pumpkin at Dunkin', like our new pumpkin cream cold brew, pumpkin spice signature latte, and our perfectly pumpkin treats. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.